إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد باب قول الله تعالى يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها الآية في سورة النحل. قال مجاهد ما معناه؟ هو قول الرجل هذا مالي ورثته عن آبائي. وقال عون بن عبد الله يقولون لولا فلان لم يكن كذا. وقال ابن قتيبة يقولون هذا بشفاعة آلهتنا. الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى wrote this chapter in his book Kitab al-Tawheed. And he mentioned the ayah in Surah al-Nahl, ayah 83. يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون. They recognize the favor of Allah, then they deny it. They recognize the favor of Allah, then they deny it, and most of them are disbelievers. An-Nahl 83. And he mentioned that Mujahid says this is the meaning of this ayah is the statement of a man. This happens that this money belongs to me, I inherited it from my forefathers. Another scholar of the Salaf, Aun ibn Abdullah rahimahullah, he said also, some people say, had it not been for so and so, such and such matter would not have happened. Had it not been for so and so, such and such a matter would not have happened. Likewise, Ibn Qutayba, rahimahullah, one of the ulama of the Salaf as well, said the meaning of this is that certain people, they say, we got such and such a favor thanks to our deities. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى في الشرح مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. What is the relevance of this chapter? Chapter talking about the favors of Allah, and precisely those who deny the favors of Allah. What this has to do with Tawheed? This is the chapter of Tawheed. This is Kitab al-Tawheed. He says, أن المصنف أراد بهذا الباب وجوب التأدب مع الربوبية مع الله سبحانه وتعالى في توحيد الربوبية بتجنب الألفاظ الشركية الخفية كنسبة النعم إلى غير الله لأن ذلك ينافي كمال التوحيد. He said, in this chapter, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahu wa ta'ala, he wants to highlight the obligation of having adab, decency, and good conduct and etiquette with al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-rububiyyah. But this is from tawheed al-rububiyyah. How this happened, he said, by avoiding statements that entail shirk. Some people, they make statements that entail shirk, waliyadu billah. Yes, it is so hidden, it's not clear, but people should learn, through knowledge, they learn to avoid statements of shirk. Like, has it not been for so and so, I will never get this. So and so is just a mean. People, they help you, but the one who give it to you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who attribute these favors for other than Allah. So he gave it to me, he did this. And he says, because this is from the things that opposes the completion of Tawheed. Then the Shaykh Fawzan, he tells us a brief, very brief biographies on this ulama. There are mention of the Salaf Mujahid and Awn ibn Abdullah and ibn Qutayba. As for Mujahid, who was Shaykh al-Tafsir, he is one of the great scholars of Tafsir. Shaykh, they call him Shaykh al-Tafsir. هو تابعي رحمه الله مجاهد بن جبر المكي الإمام الرباني من تلاميذ ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. He is مجاهد ابن جبر from مكة المكي, the great Imam. And he was one of the students of عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. مات سنة 104 للهجرة على الراجح رحمه الله. He says he died on a year 104 of the Hijra, and this is the soundest opinion as related to his the year when he died. As for Awn ibn Abdullah, he is Awn ibn Abdullah ابن عتبة ابن مسعود الهذلي, ثقة عابد, مات حوالي سنة 120 الهجرة رحمه الله. He died in the year 120 of the هجرة. أما ابن قتيبة فهو عبد الله بن مسلم ابن قتيبة الدينوري. He's known with ابن قتيبة, and his name is Abdullah ibn Muslim ibn Qutaybah al-Daynur al-Hafidh, sahib al-Tafsir wa ghayri min al-Mu'allafat. This is one of the great scholars of the Salaf as well. Has a Tafsir, and other than it from the beneficial books, he died in the year 276 of the Hijrah rahimahullah. He died in the year 276 of the Hijrah rahimahullah. And then the Shaykh mentioned here أن المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning of this آية, أن المشركين يعترفون بنعم الله تعالى التي عددها عليهم في سورة النحل وغيرها أنها من الله, ثم ينكرونها بإضافتها إلى غيره, ثم ينكرونها بإضافتها إلى غيره من آلهتهم وآبائهم وغيرهم, فهم متناقضون في ذلك. He said this ayah, the meaning of it in Surah An-Nahl, that the polytheists, al-mushrikun, they recognize the favors of Allah that Allah has mentioned in Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl is one of those surahs in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His favors upon His servants, that He created them and fashioned them in a best form and provide them from many bounties and the like. So they know that, they recognize that. The mushrikeen, If you were to ask him who created them, who provide for them, and who sent down the rain and the light, he says Allah. They say Allah. They don't say some other than Allah. They say Allah. Who protect them in time of hardship, who's there for them and take them to the safety and the light from the hardship when they used to encounter in the deep oceans and the like. Allah. And they call upon Allah in the times of distress and hardship. They don't call upon their idols. They call upon Allah. But when Allah put them on the safe side, then they turn back and commit shirk. So they recognize all of these favors of Allah. As Allah has mentioned in Surah An-Nahl and other than it. But they deny them in the same time and disbelieve by not attributing this favors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather for other than Him. They recognize His favors, but then they say, someone say, no, that's from His forefathers. Some say that it's from this or from their deities and the like, wa iyadu billah. He says, so there they contradict themselves. They recognize the favors of Allah, but then they attribute it for other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as if you remember, if we learned in the chapter of Rububiyyah that those who believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, they should believe in Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, since they already recognize that Allah is the Creator. He's the one alone provides and maintains and sustains the creation. So therefore, they should believe that He alone deserves to be worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why them worshipping others beside Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they know that those idols they worship besides Allah, they don't create. They have no dominion whatsoever over the universe. But still they worship them and devote actions of worship for them, and this is a contradiction. As Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam himself, rahimahullah, in many places in his book, he says that the one who creates all of the universe, create the human being, and provide them with endless bounties, he alone deserves to be worshipped. And by this, all acts of worship has to be devoted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single act of worship. Not just certain acts like certain people, the salat for Allah, they fast for Allah, but then dua for other than Allah. They invoke other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is an angel or a messenger or prophet or a righteous person, this is strictly forbidden. No one deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الآية؟ أولا أن المشركين معترفون بتوحيد الربوبية. Some of the benefits from this verse in Surah An-Nahl. Number one, that the mushrikeen, they recognize Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. They know it. Meaning they know that Allah is the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are Raziq, and who are Malik, who are Mutasarrif fil kawn. So the mushrikeen, they believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Number two, wujubu nisbat al-ni'am ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahda. That it is an obligation to attribute all favors for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Any favor. Favors you enjoy, it are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any favor you enjoy, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you follow the means, you work hard to get your money to establish yourself. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are other people who work harder and don't get anything done. And by the time they think they have it, it's all gone, taken away from them. So any favor you enjoy, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. The vision. Some people say, man, he has a nice eye doctor. He's a good eye doctor. That's why he still can see. And he don't know that some doctors are blind themselves, turn blind. And you follow the means, it's permissible for us, alhamdulillah, in our religion, to follow the means, to go to the eye doctor, it's okay. But your favor, that blessing of basar, being able to see, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing. Your health, your strength, your intellect, your children. That's the name of Allah. Security and peace of mind, stability in your life, being upon the sunnah, alhamdulillah. It's not just because you're making efforts, you're learning, alhamdulillah, attending classes. But then you should ask Allah. Why you ask Allah? Because it's only from Allah. You shouldn't grow arrogant and say, look, man, I got it. You ain't got nothing. لا حول لنا ولا قوة إلا بالله. It's not because of us. We follow the means. But then you're upon the sunnah, you're upon guidance, because this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah for it and ask Allah firmness. Likewise, if you're making good money, your business is doing good, thank Allah. Some people, he says, oh, since we hired this company, man, and they're looking after us, oh, business is thriving, we're doing much better. Company? Think the company? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it's true. If you know certain people who can help you and they have experience and expertise and nah, mashallah, you follow those means that are halal. وَهَذَا لَا يَتَنَافَ مَعَ التَّوَكُّلِ. And this doesn't oppose tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to follow the means that are legislated halal means. But see, we don't depend on the means. We depend on Allah. You don't never say, look, if I do this, I gotta get this. What do you mean you gotta get this? Allah, He gives to whom He will and takes from whom He will. You have iman, your tawheed is sound, your aqidah is sound. Well, then you look, man, I'm going out there and I'm gonna try my best. If Allah give it to me, alhamdulillah. If He didn't give it to me, alhamdulillah, He's a just. Allah does no press. Alhamdulillah, it must not be good for me. So that your heart stay free from this dunya. Constantly attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the akhirah. Some people, they think just because he wants to apply for a job and he has a master, he has to get the job. It's already written before even you were born, whether you're going to get that job or not. Remember the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud? It's already written. You're not even in this life yet. You don't even know yourself, your name, who you are, who your parents are. You didn't even study Alif, Ba, Ta. He didn't even study the ABCs yet. Cannot even say 1 + 1 = 2. All of a sudden now, like, I got to get this job. You ain't got nothing. It's already written for you whether you're going to get it or not. But also, you follow the means. The ulama, he says, no one will reverse it and say, look, man, since it's already written, I'm not gonna do nothing. If it was all written for me, I'm gonna stay home. He's gonna call my name. No, the money just gonna come to me. I'm gonna stay in the house. No, you can't do that. Follow the means, alhamdulillah. The means that are halal also. Not just any means. Some people, they just wanna make money anyway. No, you're going to do what's pleasing to Allah, because you're going to stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're going to be asked about your actions. Anyway, that yes, we make efforts, we follow the means that are halal, but then if things happen as we wish, and we thank Allah. If they don't happen as we plan, we still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا التحذير من نسبة النعم إلى غير الله لأنه شرك في الربوبية. Likewise, in this ayah is a clear warning against those who attribute these favors for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is a shirk, shirk in rububiyyah. Because Allah is the one who gives, but they say no, somebody else give it to him. Allah protects. And remember, we in the previous chapter, the Sheikh dealt with this in detail. For the people who they say lawla, and also the Sheikh is going to mention it again. Lawla al-kalb la dakhal al-las. Those people who have a dog in a farm or something, and then some thieves, they want to come and steal something. Then the dog start barking, then the people, they wake up, and then the thief run away, and nothing, alhamdulillah, the animals are safe. What they say now? What they say? Yes. If it's not for the dog, the thieves. You see, that's okay to say? That's not okay to say. You don't say, had it not been for the dog, akhi. Another, if it's not for the alarm o'clock, man, I'll be gone. Alarm o'clock wake you up. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, you yourself, or maybe you know other people, you put 10 alarm o'clock, they don't get up, they don't wake up. Some people, they wake up, they hear it, and they turn it off while they still sleep. Or half sleep, whatever it is. Alhamdulillah, you follow the means. In a farm, those people, yes, they are allowed to use a dog. This is one of the ways that is permissible for people to have a dog, a guard dog. Okay? But as for us Muslims, we no puppies and this. Muslims have a dog pet, eat with him ice cream, sit with him at the table, ride in the first seat and the children in the back. The dog has the nice spot in the living room. They even have furniture now for dogs. They have stores for pets, bigger than Walmart. Don't you see, even in every single grocery store, there is the biggest aisle now, food is for the dogs and the cats. Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing. And they say that his best friend, something like that's his only friend, that Chihuahua, give him nothing but headache. Wake him up in the middle of the night. SubhanAllah, it's amazing, yeah. We thank Allah for guidance. So if a person have a dog, he should know, is it permissible for them to have that dog or not? One of the permissibility cases is that the dog is for guard. You're somewhere and you need a guard dog, nah, it's okay. Or kelbu mashiya, those who have flocks of sheep and they have a dog to control the herd and the like is permissible. And also kelbu sayd, the dog for henning and hunting and the like. Other than that, just to have a dog, some Muslims have had that, like, nah, it's nice because you have to be civilized. Civilized. That's how you're civilized. Civilized by having a dog or a big snake in a house. Ala ayin, a person should not make that statement, has it not been for the dog or... No, he says, alhamdulillah. As we have learned, has it not been for Allah, then for the dog. Has it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this brother came. Because has it not been for Allah, that brother never come and pick you up. Ever. Something could happen to him too. Ayna. رابعا وجوب التأدب في الألفاظ وتحريم الاعتماد على الأسباب. Likewise, it is very important for us to conduct good manners when we pay attention to what we say. Certain people, they make statements of shirk that we don't pay attention to. Many statements of kufr, of shirk. Such certain people, for example, they go through some hardship. Their loved one die or sick or was diagnosed with a chronic disease. You find he or she, the parents say, "Why me, O Allah? From all of these children, just my son." Easy? Alhamdulillah. Statements that a Muslim who understands Tawheed does not say. That's why we need to learn Tawheed. So it is important for us to be mindful of what we say. And also, it is not permissible to depend on the means, as we mentioned. Just because you put forth some effort, you have to have it. Now, it's tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the balance. You follow the means, but then you depend on Allah. Not to be to the extreme. Those who they think just because they follow the means, they have to get it. And those who they say, look, you don't have to follow no means. If Allah wants it for you, just stay home, He's going to come to you now. Ahlul Sunnah Wasat. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they worship Allah upon moderation. So they follow the means, but they don't depend on the means, you see. They are wasat between the two extremes. Those who, just because they have the means, they said they have to get it, because they have those means. And those who they say, look, it's all in Allah's hands, which is a true statement, and then they depend, they don't want to follow no means. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they wasat. They believe that all matters in Allah's hands. But also they believe that they should make efforts. They should make efforts. And that's the true meaning of tawakkul. Not like someone who don't want to work. Tawakkul on Allah. He says, no, he depends on Allah. MashaAllah, because Allah. And this is tabligh, is one of the main things. And the Sufis. The Sufis, they that's how they get it wrong. That's why you see them, tabligh is going all over Wisconsin, Alabama, Texas, up north, Canada, Mexico, Venezuela. And you're like, who take care of your family? They're like, oh, tawakkul, akhi. Tawakkul ala Allah. And they got it wrong. They got it very wrong. Who educates your children? Who's there for them to teach them sunnah? Tawakkul ala Allah. Oh yeah, the public school going to teach them tawheed and aqeedah. Huh? You gotta follow the means. Don't just leave the family with no means, with nothing, no education. The man is not around. And then, oh, tawakkul, akhi, tawakkul. This is not the true meaning of tawakkul. Rather, of Umar radiallahu anhu, as we learn in other chapters, when he heard about certain people, they were just staying in the masjid and not working, and they were a burden on the people. Some people, they feed them and bring them food and take care. He says, what about these people? He says, they mutawakkilun. Why these people stay in masjid all the time? And he said, they mutawakkilun. They're those people who depend upon Allah. He says, no, they are mutawakkilun. See, he adam alif. Mutawakkilun. He says, rather they are a burden on others. That's not tawakkul. Look at the birds. What do the birds do every morning? Do they stay in their nests? Huh? No, they go and follow the means. They go around, mashallah. And then by the end of the day, alhamdulillah, they fall. They satisfied. But they have to follow the means. They go from place to another place. They might not find the food here, find it over there. Likewise, you follow the means, you may be rejected, denied today, maybe tomorrow also you get denied. Some people, they's like, just because they go apply for the first job, the first interview, they're going to tell him, come here, here's a, get him, start working. Here, by the way, here's the first paycheck. Do you even work yet? You want to start cashing? Yeah, it's okay if you're denied. So what? You're the first one going to be denied? Yeah, it's okay if they say, oh, we're sorry. Say, no, you don't have to be sorry. It's all right, man. It's okay. All right, you go another job, and we'll call you back. Some people, they told him to call you back. He said, just say you're not hiring me. He said, hey, they said they call you back. Don't get attitude. Sometimes people, they get fired because of their attitude. They even start the job yet. It's okay. Now, may get denied here, get denied here. Doors start closing in your face. But there is a door that is going to be open. You just, we want it on our terms. We want it on our terms? No, it doesn't work like that, man. Follow the means. With Tawheed, say, look, man, I'm going to get this interview. I know that it's in the hands of Allah. Your wife has to be on the same page too. So when he says, when she called you, I said, hey, how did it go? Alhamdulillah, they says they will call me. Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Okay, so you're on your way to the masjid, right? Alhamdulillah. You finish that chapter of Kitab Tawheed? I'm working on it right now. That's the life of the believer. Nothing interferes with your relationship with your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. A job's gonna move you out. No, you focus on the hereafter. This life, you're just passing, man. We're just passing through. Can you imagine someone passing through? He lives here, Georgia. He's going to New York. He's just passing by Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania. What usually do people when they pass through these states? What they do? Do they find they start looking for rent? Huh? To reside there? Looking for a job to establish themselves? They don't, because they know why look for a job. Anybody is just Virginia. If you're driving with somebody from Georgia up to New York, for example, and then he stops to this realtor office, and he's like, "Akhi," because usually people stop where gas stations, right around, get something to eat, rest area to make wudu and pray Dhuhr and Asr, for instance. But this man, he stopped. This is the first time you see this brother stop at a realtor office in Virginia. And you're like, "Akhi, what is this?" "Yeah, I'm gonna apply for the rent here. It's cheap." "You're moving?" "No." "So why are you renting? Places you're not gonna live in." "Why, just in case." "What do you mean in case? Don't do stuff like that." Likewise, ikhwan, this dunya shouldn't be in our hearts. Take from it what's good for you on your journey. وقال أبو العباس بعد حديث زيد بن خالد الذي فيه أن الله تعالى قال أصبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر الحديث وقد تقدم هذا كثير في الكتاب والسنة يذم سبحانه من يضيف إنعامه إلى غيره ويشرك به قال بعض السلف هو كقولهم كانت الريح طيبة والملاح حاذقا ونحو ذلك مما هو جار على ألسنة كثير. The other proof, because there's only two proofs in this chapter, alhamdulillah, is the statement of Abu al-Abbas. Abu al-Abbas is Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He said, there are several positions in both the book. The Quran and the Sunnah in which Allah, exalted be He, dispraises those who attribute His favors to others and associate other partners with Him. Besides, some of the Salaf said, attributing favors to anyone other than Allah may be seen in utterances such as, this trip was safe thanks to a good wind and a skillful captain. Like when the ship They said, man, like in our terms, the ride was smooth. You know, because the driver, skills. You see? And other similar statements frequently repeated by many people. Abu al-Abbas هو شيخ الإسلام أحمد بن تيمية رحمه الله. أي نعم. المعنى الإجمالي للأثر, the general meaning of this أثر, it says that أن السفن إذا جرينا بريح طيبة بأمر الله جريا حسنا نسبوا ذلك إلى طيب الريح وحذق قائد السفينة ونسوا ربهم الذي أجرى لهم الفلك في البحر رحمة بهم فيكون هذا من جنس نسبة المطر إلى الأنواع. He says the ship when they run smoothly and because of the wind are easy by Allah's command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah was to make those winds strong, they will drown. But there is a nice, smooth wind that pushed the ship. But then, they said, no, it's because of the skills. Because of the skills of the captain. And they forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who, out of His mercy, make it easy for them. So this is the same as we learn in the other chapter of the Anwa. Those people, they says that it's raining because of that big cloud. No, there is, sometimes we get bigger clouds and no rain. You know, the whole sky is forecast. Not even a drop came down. And sometimes you don't even see a cloud and then still the rain is pouring. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who causes rain. Not because of the cloud. The clouds are a means. But you don't say because of the cloud. That cloud itself gave us rain. Allah gives rain subhanahu wa ta'ala. حكم من فعل ذلك فيه تفصيل. Now the Shaykh says the ruling of people who fall into these matters. There is a details of the rulings. Number one, إن كان المتكلم بذلك لم يقصد أن الريح والملاح ونحو ذلك هو الفاعل ذلك من دون خلق الله وأمره وإنما أراد نسبته إلى السبب فقط فهذا شرك أصغر لأنه أضاف النعمة إلى غير الله والواجب إضافتها إلى الله. Now the Shaykh said the ruling of a person who says, oh, subhanAllah, the ride was smooth because of the captain was skillful. And sometimes people say it. They have a safe landing. SubhanAllah, he says, oh, the captain is smooth, mashallah. How was the ride, brother? It was nice. The landing, it wasn't scary? No, not at all. And then the person say, whether that the one who's asking himself, you must have a good captain, you see, a pilot. Or the other one says, yeah, because we have the best pilot, man. I review him on Bing.com. He has nice reviews. People can review those people too. So it's not clear. The Sheikh says, no, this statement, if that person, for example, here in the statement of this author, that the ride was good because of the wind and the captain has skills, he said, if that person attribute that, or the means, meaning because he didn't attribute the safety to them, to the wind, but just as a means, but he still say it in that way, that's a shirk asghar, that's a minor shirk. Why? Because the tawheed consists of a person attributes all favors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, Alhamdulillah, we have a safe landing. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah for saving you. Thank Allah first. Then you can thank the pilot. Because, yeah, the pilot, he was there. But you don't thank the pilot. I forget about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think just because of the pilot. Number two, وَإِنْ كَانَ يَقْصِدُ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ تَفْعَلُ ذَلِكْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَهَذَا شِرْكٌ أَكْبَرٌ. But if a person believes that those means, they're the one that, you know, behind what happened, that's a major shift. If someone thinks that's because of the wind, that's why they were saved. That's why they make it to the shore. Because of the skills of the captain, that's why they land safely. That's a major shift. قال والأول هو الذي يجري على ألسنة كثير من الناس فيجب الحذر منه. However, after this tafsir, the Sheikh says, but the first case is commonly circulated on Muslims' tongue. So they have to be aware of it. So many people, the Sheikh says, yes, they make that statement though, that is a minor shirk, but they don't pay attention to what they say. Hajj has not been for this, Hajj has not been for that. MashaAllah, it's because of this, it's because of this nice wind, it's because of that. It's from Allah, we pan tawheed, ya akhwan. Nothing happens without Allah's leave, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and permission. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has make it permissible for us to follow the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now there are certain people, they are there to serve others. The doctors, they're there from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them with the knowledge. They're there to, at your disposition. Some people say, man, had it not been for the doctor came in the right time, my mother be gone. Jesus, your mother be gone. What if death comes to the doctor? Who's going to help him? We thank Allah for everything. Then you can thank the doctor after that. Jazakallah khairan for your efforts. Barakallahu fi. And the doctor himself, he is supposed to be upon tawheed. And if people attribute things like him, say, oh, doctor, has it not been for you? If you are in the land of tawheed and a doctor upon tawheed, he will correct that person and say, taqillah ya akhiz. Attribute this ni'mah for me. If Allah has it not been for Allah, I would be gone myself. I can't even help myself. So it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am, I did what I could, but doesn't always work like this, man. We go, alhamdulillah, we use what Allah taught us. But then it's in Allah's hands. Who's going to leave and who's going to die? Who's going to make it? Who's not going to make it? Who's going to recover and who's not? That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important, ya akhwan. We follow the means. We don't depend on the means, but depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pay attention to these statements that consist of shirk wal iyadu billah in tawheed al-rububiyyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to keep us firm upon tawheed and the sound aqeedah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslimin kathira.